Jacob, my friend, we got to get rid of the heavy breathing on the front end of that. But I do always want to hear something good on my way into the weekend. Usually Fridays at 5:50, I'm joined by my colleague in broadcasting with Civic Media, Terry Barr. Terry's on a well-earned vacation, but we've got something good as well to discuss with my colleague Laura Berg from WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, because they've got quite a little party that is ramping up for next week in celebration of WFHR's 85th anniversary. Welcome, Laura, and thanks so much for taking some time on your Friday afternoon to join me.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, hello, audience.
Yes. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. We've all made it. So tell us a little bit about the history of WFHR. Frankly, it is quite an achievement for a radio station to be in operation for 85 years, especially in these times. So tell us a little bit about the founder and how we got to this incredible milestone.
Well, in November of 1940, November 5th specifically, the owner of the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune decided that it would be a great idea to also open a radio station. His name was William F. Huffman, and William F. Huffman Radio, WFHR, kicked off that night and began announcing election results from that night. That would be the third time round for Roosevelt. On that night, it has since gone through a handful of overturning owners. In September, I believe, of 2022, we came under ownership of Civic Media and have been a part of this network ever since.
It's really pretty incredible. Mr. Huffman, back in 1940, was also, as I understand it, the owner and publisher of Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. So it's very interesting to me, and there's certain symmetry, Laura, for me to reflect upon the history of that station and its original founder, and clearly his desire to have news and information of the community, by the community, and for the community that was local, right? That it was about Wisconsin Rapids, and then the radio station, kind of the natural outgrowth of that. And the symmetry here, folks, is that Civic Media is really based in that same model that we try from each of our stations. I come to you from 540 AM, 101 FM at WAUK, based out of Waukesha, but we cover southeastern Wisconsin, a lot of Milwaukee focus from here, but that each of our stations and across the entire Civic Media network, it's really about trying to connect to communities. We have reporters in all regions of the state bringing regional and station specific local news to everyone, because listen, in this moment, I think local news and community-based coverage is how I hope we can rebuild the bridge and re-engage folks in their community and in news generally. I hear so many times from folks, Laura, I'm sure you do too, man, I can't listen to the news anymore. Well, what if the news was about you and the things happening right in your community? So I love the symmetry here. Tell us a little bit about the party that's going on next week, Laura.
Yeah, on Wednesday next week from noon to six, we're going to have an open house and a house party. We have some special events for kiddos. So those in the area or whoever plans on stopping by, make sure to bring your kiddos. They can record scripts and get to play radio DJ or radio news person and bring those clips that they record home with them. We're also going to have a baking competition between the staff. I may or may not be taking part. We'll find out on Wednesday. We're going to have a special guest judge for that, Milton Steele. He used to be one of our DJs and is on the cover of the 65th anniversary cookbook. So we're going to be releasing another one this year. Hopefully it'll come out this November, we're aiming for. And we're also going to have, you know, food trucks. We're going to have local nonprofits there to let us know what's going on. We're going to have a couple of dogs stop by from the local Humane Society. All great things. Come on by. It's going to be a good time. And we're going to have Katie Cruz, our DJ from WIRI. She's going to be broadcasting live from noon to four, her shift. And Todd Alba will be broadcasting live for his shift from two to four from our parking lot as well.
Yeah,
and
I am
Pat
super.
Craiglow's coming in the morning.
It's going to be a bunch of fun. I wish I could be there with all of you. Tell everybody where the station is located in case you're in the WFHR area and want to stop by next Wednesday for that incredible block party.
Our address? Our address is 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. There's only two roundabouts in town. We're that roundabout, right by the DMV. We're right there.
So come on down, meet Laura, meet Todd Alba, meet a bunch of folks that work for Civic Media. Check out this treasured element of the Wisconsin Rapids community, WFHR, 85 years strong. Thanks so much, Laura. Have a wonderful weekend. I want to squeeze in, we've got some breaking news. The news conference, the press conference has begun in Anchorage, Alaska. I am frankly shocked. Vladimir Putin is speaking first. That is unheard of in diplomatic circles. It is typically the precedent that the hosting foreign leader begins those press conferences. Here, Vladimir Putin beginning the press conference. He talks about his dear friend, Donald Trump. He is reviewing the history of the so-called U.S.-Russia friendship. They so far haven't given any specific result of the meeting. He is describing himself as an ally to the United States, which is bizarre. He says that he gave Trump a neighborly greeting on the tarmac, again, stressing how close Russian territory is to the United States. He emphasizes that Alaska was a former Russian territory. This is bizarre. Bizarre. Claims he'd greeted Trump when he arrived on the tarmac by saying, "Good day, dear neighbor. Hope you're well. I'll be well with you on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for meaningful peace and human dignity."